Edge token crashes 70% as ZacXBT demands EdgeX name its market makers. The native token of EdgeX, a perpetual DEX incubated by Amber Group, lost most of its value in a matter of hours on June 1st to 2026. Edge fell from 1.1424 to 0.6115 inside a four-hour window, a 46.80% drop, and touched a session low of $0.3208 before a partial recovery. From the day's open, that low marked a decline of more than 70%. On-chain investigator ZacXBT responded by accusing insiders of controlling the token's supply and pressing the team to disclose its market maker arrangements. A four-hour drawdown and 2.81 powders in liquidations. The move was fast and one-sided. According to trading data cited in early reporting, Edge liquidations reached $2.81 million within a single hour. Long positions accounted for $1.96 million of that, and shorts for $849,280, a split that points to leveraged buyers being caught on the wrong side of a near-vertical drop rather than a coordinated short attack. EdgeX addressed the crash directly. The team said its protocol were not compromised in any way. This was not a hack, exploit, or security breach, and pinned the move on outside actors. Evidence suggests deliberate attempts by certain external parties to manipulate the market price. It added that it is working with relevant exchanges and platforms to identify the cause and pursue accountability, with a fuller update promised once its review concludes. ZacXBT puts the focus back on the float. ZacXBT, whose investigations into manipulation schemes carry weight the project cannot easily wave away, framed the event differently. "We all know EdgeX supply was being controlled by a few insiders with a low float," he wrote, arguing that concentrated ownership is what makes a token vulnerable to violent swings in the first place. His second point was a direct challenge to the team's transparency. "If you care about transparency at all, you will name the counterparties, MM agreements, which lead to these events." That is the crux of the dispute. EdgeX is describing itself as the victim of external manipulation while it runs its own investigation. ZacXBT's position is that a project cannot credibly investigate a crash that may stem from how its own supply and market making were structured. Naming the counterparties would test which version holds up. A well-funded DEX with a concentrated token EdgeX is not an anonymous launch. It markets itself as a high-performance, order-book-based perpetual DEX, with core founders drawn from Morgan Stanley, Barclays, Goldman Sachs, and Bybit. It was incubated by Amber Group, one of the larger digital asset market makers, which also supplies liquidity to the platform. In February, EdgeX took a strategic investment from Circle Ventures and added native USDC support. The token itself launched on March 31, 2026, with a total supply of 1 billion and 25% routed to a fully unlocked community airdrop at the token generation event, aimed at points and NFT holders. A large unlocked airdrop paired with insider-held supply is precisely the setup ZacXBT is describing. A thin tradable float sitting on top of concentrated holdings, where a relatively small amount of selling or withdrawn liquidity can move the price far more than the order book would suggest. Timing inside a risk-off tape. The crash landed in a weak broader market. As of June 2, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $69,675, down 4.2% over 24 hours, with the fear and greed index at 30 in fear territory. Thin liquidity and nervous leverage make low float tokens more fragile, and a sharp drawdown becomes self-reinforcing once forced liquidations start. None of that explains a single token move of this size on its own, but it is the backdrop the dispute is playing out against. For traders, the practical takeaway is older than this incident. A token's circulating supply on paper is not the same as the supply that can actually be sold or bought at a given moment. When the real float is small and the market-making relationships are undisclosed, the order book can look deeper than it is right up until it does not. The open question now is whether EdgeX names its counterparties or lets its own investigation stand as the final word.